Hello, hi, my name is Percy and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would love to get to know your opinions. So do you or does anyone in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right. Thank you. So that would be a no. All right. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say that you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
Oh, God, that's a lot. Definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. All right, thank you. So with which political party are you registered to vote?
Independent.
Independent. All right, thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No? All right, thank you. What is your main racial background?
I'm sorry? Repeat that.
What is your main racial background?
I'm white.
White? All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
I'm 61.
61. All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Oh, no. Florida is not in the right direction, no.
All right. From the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? And the list goes, taxes, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, climate and the environment, K-12 from education, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, access and the cost of health care, local growth and development, abortion, the economy and jobs, or crime and public safety.
So you're asking me for just one of them?
Yes, please. I know it's a really big list and they're all very important.
Yeah, they are. They really are. So, geez, I don't know. It's hard to say. Is there none of the above? Or because there's so many, I would pick so many. I would pick abortion. I'd pick education. I would pick insurance, taxes, all that.
All right.
So.
All right, no worries. So if the election for Florida State House are being held today, which one of the following best describes how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Democratic, probably, or lean slightly to the Democratic? Or would you say you're going to definitely, or probably, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely going to vote for a Democrat.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I have approved of his job, yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I disapprove of Ron DeSantis.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'm sorry?
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. So now I'm going to give you just a brief list of some public officials you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Sam Rico Smith, or also known as Rico Smith.
What do you ask me about Rico Smith?
Yeah, what opinion do you have about him? Is it like a favorable opinion or an unfavorable opinion? Or do you have no opinion or have never heard of
opinion.
Him?
No opinion.
No opinion? All right. What about Ventris Driscoll?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. So if the election for president were held today, for who would you vote for? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Could I just ask you your poll? Is this being asked by Republicans? Is this who is making this poll out there?
No, it is not being, it's not being like sponsored, neither asked by anyone, since we're an independent market research company.
Okay. I would definitely vote for Joe Biden. I don't want to see Donald Trump ever president again.
All right. Thank you. A selection for Florida City House were held today amongst the following candidates. For who would you vote for? Centrist Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Driscoll.
Driscoll, all right. And would you say you're going to definitely vote for her or probably?
Definitely.
All right. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Number one, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. Or number two, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community.
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, if I don't know who the candidate is, I may want to keep the person who's in, but if I don't like the job that they're doing, of course, I'd like a new perspective, a new candidate. So that's hard to answer if I don't have who it is.
All right, no worries. So compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or has it not really changed?
My financial status has not changed.
All right, thank you. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up cost of groceries and everyday items, gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record level, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. So if forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? Number one, President Joe Biden and Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or number two, the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
I definitely blame the Republicans in Tallahassee. They're the ones that are driving all this. Definitely.
All right. Thank you. So as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. So which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Number one, a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with a Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community. Or number two, a Republican candidate who will be able to work with a Republican Party majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and that can actually deliver results.
I'm sorry, but I think this poll is by a Republican because this you keep trying to get me to say something, you know, and it's gated towards Republicans doing a great job or whatever, and I totally disagree. I think they've ruined this state in every way. Whether it be from taxes, insurance, abortion, anti-everything, I don't think that this is a fair poll. I really don't. You're trying to get me to say that I'm going to vote for a Republican, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm an independent. I'd be willing to vote for a Republican if there were one out there that I can trust and feel as though they're doing a good job. They don't have my best interest. You know, I don't like Rick Scott. I don't like Ron DeSantis. I don't like Marco Rubio. You know, they're ruining this state. I don't like that we're now called the free state because we could have guns. Not into it. I don't want a gun. I don't want my neighbor to have a gun. There's no reason why we should have guns.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I can promise you that this is not, like, again, being sponsored by anybody. Because, like, for example... Because then, for example, this next question is, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? And the first option is, it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats. Or it's option number two, it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions.
No, not at this point. So the first one.
First one? All right, thank you.
Yep.
So thinking about the past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, while political violence isn't acceptable, it does not change my view on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. Number two, in the light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump this November. Or the third option, I have always been supportive of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him.
Number one.
Number one. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short statement about the candidates running for Florida State House, and afterwards, if you could please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors in the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community and, as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Or candidate number two, Democrat Patrice Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians.
Driscoll,
all right, thank you. So if you knew more about the following statements about Rico Smith, if they were, like, true, would each of these following statements that I'm going to read make you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make absolutely no difference? So the first one is, Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and the communities and wants to ensure law enforcement has all the resources and support they need to do their jobs.
What were my choices?
Yeah, so the choices
Could I
are...
Could I skip this part?
All right, so I guess you could, but do you not want to hear any of the statements about him?
Not really.
All right. So would you say that?
I'm not impressed with Rico Smith.
All right. So would you say that then it makes, like, absolutely no difference and you would just never vote for him?
I will not vote for him, no.
All right. So it would make no difference?
Nope.
All right. So now it's going to be, like, the same dynamic, but this time the statements are about Patrice Driscoll. So the following statements about her go. Patrice Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union, but is using the union's due to members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas. Does this make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or does it make no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
All right, thank you. Patrice Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the U.S. after being deported and have worked for transactional crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, all right. Patrice Driscoll is a bipartisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she'll stay in power, even if it means opposing things that will benefit your community.
Somewhat like, more likely.
All right. And just by the way, even though these might sound negative, we do do like negative and positives for both of them. So the ones that you skipped for the other candidate, there were also some negative ones in between there. So just want to make sure you don't think we're being, like, biased. So Patrice Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
Yeah, that would make me more likely to vote for her.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, I thank you. Since Patrice Driscoll has been elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less than their paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
I didn't hear the last part. Someone was talking. What was the last part that, about her?
All right, so the last part
about
was...
About the problems gotten worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Driscoll has had 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse.
Mm-hmm. So would I still vote for her? Is that the thing, somewhat?
Basically. Like, just based on this statement, if it would make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference? And no difference
it'd make
means
no
like...
difference. Yeah, I'm...
All right, thank
you. I'm going to vote for her.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Centrius Dresco opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state.
Would make no difference.
No difference? All right. And last one. Centrius Dresco has done a little bit, not that much, to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Dresco voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage.
Maybe somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely, all right. So now kind of like taking into account everything you just heard, for who would you vote for Florida State House? For Fentrice Dresco or Rico Smith?
Dresco.
Dresco, all right. And would that be definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely, all right. Well, we're almost done with the survey. We're about 96% done. There's about, like, I believe, 4 more questions left. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for back in 2020 presidential elections?
Who did I vote for?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right, thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you see that you mostly vote, like, always Democrat, usually Democrat, vote equally, or do you usually vote Republican or always vote Republican?
Equally, if I, like I told you, if I can find goodness in a candidate, I'm going to give them a shot.
All right, thank you. So if you're... All right,
sorry.
Thank you. Oh, no worries. I'm glad you like sharing your opinions because that's what this is about. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate.
Moderate, all right, thank you. When is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Master's degree, all right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you do the same. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. You too. Goodbye.